escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer, talking about sports movies on a fantastic Friday.
And we're playing this. I want to watch Space Jam now. I don't know about you guys, but I'm hyped.
I want to do the jam.
Space Jam.
Oh, boy.
The original Space Jam.
Original Space Jam. I'd say top five sports movie all time.
If you hear this, I don't know if top five, maybe top 10. There are a lot
top
of,
10. Okay.
There are a lot of
top
good.
Top five's aggressive. Like, top 10, yes.
Yes, 100%. But I hear this, I just want to watch it. Especially, like, at the end when Bill Murray, like,
yeah,
the best character in the film.
It's not fair how much of a bop the song is.
No, it's not. It does just make you go.
Yeah.
I do want to get more into Space Jam because there was the sequel.
Get more in. What, are you trying to dig into the lore of Space
no,
Jam?
No. Just, like, the conversation of the sequel being as bad as it was, and clear that to me is a clear cash grab.
Yes.
Happy Gilmore 2 is toeing that line. I don't think it'll be as bad as Space Jam 2.
Most remakes or late sequels are cash grabs, if not all of them.
Yes, because all but Top Gun Maverick was a phenomenal film, and I know that's not it. They play volleyball and football in the original.
Get out. Get out.
Oh, man.
Get out. Brayton Wilson would dropkick you right now.
We might have discovered something. I'm not
kidding. Privileges revoked.
Yes. No, like, that's, you're towing dangerous waters, my friend.
That's tough. I'm actually muted.
Yeah, you are actually muted. You'll actually have to come get up, walk over here, and try to take my mic from me.
No, I'm back.
There you go.
Do it again, and you're done for good.
Okay. All right. I'm on probation. I understand.
But we're talking sports movies with you today. Thank you to everyone that's called in so far. And as promised, he waited through two breaks, Chris. We got to get you right at the jump here. Chris, welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for waiting.
No problem. Sorry if any of these are duplicates since I'm calling an hour in, but maybe quick. So being born in 93, a couple movies for sure as a kid, both MVPs. The one where he plays Junior in Alaska, and then the one pro in Seattle. Air Bud, the original, the basketball one, that's for sure. Two of the best ones I watched as a kid. I probably watched those over 100 times, both of those.
Air Bud, that's a classic.
Yeah, especially when he leaves him on the island. That's that gets you as a kid when he thinks he can't take care of him anymore. And then he finds his way back. But then the last one, I actually watched it the other day with my wife, and she kind of laughed at me, but I didn't care. I cried at the end of it, and I do it every time. Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe. That is probably one of my favorite movies as well, just in general, not just sports related. And then honorable mention to The Rookie as well with Dennis Quaid. Baseball movie, that one's really good as well.
All right, Chris, appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your patience waiting in.
Yeah, he's got a point there. Cinderella Man does get you. The Great Depression, a boxer, two very tough situations, right? Meshed into a movie. Oh, man. You're asking for it at that point.
Right. I mean, hey, sometimes you gotta go in strong. And for waiting like that, he had a pretty good list. Air Bud is that interesting umbrella type.
Mm-hmm. But he's not wrong. When they do leave him on the island, that is tough. I don't like that part. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, I really did not like that part.
No, that's very tough. That's not something that should be in a children's movie.
They used to put a lot of that in children's movies.
Yes.
Just a lot of heartbreak. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Why do you think I don't blink twice at trauma anymore, Joe?
Right. I mean, they probably just were getting everyone ready. But he also mentions The Rookie with Dennis Quaid. Mm-hmm. And that we mentioned Rookie of the Year, and I did in passing mention that movie did exist. That one's good. An old man, really like 40-something. Like, I'm saying old. But making his way into the major leagues, like, it's a pretty compelling story, you know? And not true, but it hits still.
Yes.
There are those sports just – is it true? It says it's listed under a biopic.
Hmm.
The Rookie. I'm going to have to look into that.
You're going to have to look into this
I will
you
look
keep
into
talking
that.
Yourself into a corner.
Yep. I will have to look into that. But it is a all-time sports movie, in my opinion, and it's one I came across recently.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's is The Rookie a true story?
Well, while you figure that out, and you don't have to figure it out loud, we can keep going on the phones here. John in Dunkirk, welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got?
Well, there's a movie called Victory with Sylvester Stallone and Michael Caine, and it's about a group of Allied prisoners in a German POW camp that take on the guards in a game of soccer while they're planning an escape.
Whoa.
Sylvester Stallone is the only American in the prison, but so he plays the goalie since he's really not skilled in soccer. In a typical Rocky-esque movie, the Allies end up winning the game against the, of course, better condition, better in shape German guards. But it's worth a look.
I would absolutely say so. I'm looking up the quick synopsis on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you for the call. Also, stars Pele's in it.
Yeah, yep. There's actual soccer players.
There's
in
actual
this movie.
Soccer players.
I
in
Pele,
this.
Bobby
seen it?
Moore. Like, there's some legit soccer players in this movie.
Well, yeah, if you're gonna get some. You're going to get some knowledge about the game in there. You might as well ask some of the best, right?
I've never seen it, and that might be one I have to watch.
No, I looked at the synopsis. This looks very fascinating. Appreciate that one. Great suggestion.
The Rookie is based on a true story.
It is. Tells the true story of Jim Morris, the Texas sign teacher and volunteer high school baseball coach, who shocked the sports world by signing with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays at the age of 35. So it's a true story.
Do you think David Ayers gets a movie at some point?
You know who would have?
I have to ask.
No.
Do you know who?
Why not?
Because it's only a game. If he played a whole season, no, sure.
Dude, it's only a game.
That'd
How
be like
many
Frank
movies
Reich
are based off
getting
of
a movie.
One game.
That'd be like Frank Reich getting a movie, though.
Would that not slap?
It'd be a 5-minute short film.
No. I'm talking about the unlikely person, a Zamboni driver who works for the team, then has to face off against that team.
Oh, you could doubt that. I could see being turned into like a drama.
It's different
hour
than
a
Scott
half.
Foster, for example. But like, the man had to make 7 saves throughout the course of the game. But how you make that movie more dramatic is the Leafs actually shoot the puck more.
Isn't that? It's similar to the Rookie plot, though. A science teacher makes his way up to the major leagues. It's a little different, but I could see that. Also, like another person I could see getting a movie. If he were to go on and win that Super Bowl. Brock Purdy.
Mr. Irrelevant
as the title. That was right there.
Yes.
That was right there for a studio if he actually went on and was able to win.
Yeah, but like you could loosely like you could throw some actual like extra
drama. You're gonna put some filler drama in there for sure.
Yeah, like
right?
it's based on a true story, but like you can exaggerate some points on it where like, you know, the Leafs actually shoot the puck more.
Because
like the thing about Ayers too with that win is he lets in the first 2 shots that he faces.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
But he gets so much team support from the Hurricanes.
Yeah, right.
Carolina outscores Toronto 3-2 in that whole game.
Yeah.
But if you were to make a movie about that sort of scenario, though, it becomes more dramatic if the opposing team that you work for shoots more against you. The fact that he saw 7 shots the rest of the way after allowing the first 2 goals was still hilarious to me. But enough, it's enough of a premise to where if it didn't happen in real life, maybe a movie would get made about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing to me. Like, you'd get a movie about that probably when someone eventually thinks of it.
Yeah.
Like, you could call it E-Bug. I don't know. Like, there. See? Instead of all these remakes, we'll make the David Ayer story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Hollywood, give me money. Let's go. That's how this works, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you're absolutely right.
Like,
I mean,
yeah, you could absolutely make a movie about the David Ayers game or the situation to it and add different exaggerations and drama into it. Like, instead of it being the second period, it's right away. Or, like, he's got to play the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they do that with every
movie. True to the story.
Again, there's some things you can exaggerate. Again, if this didn't happen in real life, you would be able to make a full different story about it. But instead, yeah, no. Like, Ayers actually does this. And he wins. Like, that's still so funny. I think there should be a David Ayers movie. Give me a David Ayers movie.
Mm-hmm.
I know Canada can do this.
Mm-hmm. They should be able to. There are a few more I want to briefly touch on after we continue to get connected with our fans. Because they're as we're talking about these, there's more just popping in, popping out of my head. Especially some funny ones. So we'll get to that.
And it's brought to you, getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll keep things going. Adam, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call. I haven't heard it yet. Maybe you guys touched on it. A League of Their Own, one of my favorite baseball movies growing up. All-star cast. You know, you have Madonna in it, Rosie O'Donnell, Tom Hanks. There's no crying in baseball. Like, it doesn't get any better than that. As far as hockey movies, I always thought an underrated one was Mystery Alaska.
Ooh.
Like Russell Crowe at its peak right there. Just makes you want to move to Alaska and play hockey.
Yes.
And then another one, I don't know if you'd consider this a quote-unquote sports movie, but Dodgeball. I mean, you know, you got Jason Bateman in there providing some amazing color commentary. There's some great quotes in that movie. But I'll hang up and listen to the comments. Thanks for taking my call.
Adam, appreciate it. And did you, like, bug our studio in break? Because two of the points that you hit on were things that we talked about in break with each other.
I opened it up with Dodgeball, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But Mystery Alaska, that's a good one. That's a really
I've never
good
seen
suggestion.
That. No, I'll have to watch that
really
one.
Really good hockey movie. And like Adam says there, like, it makes you want to just go to Alaska and play hockey. Just because of the spirit of the film. I love a good hockey movie. I really do. And it's probably just because I'm a hockey junkie and I get treatment with the Sabres.
it's your substitute. Just hockey junkie, hockey movies. But I think Dodgeball has to have some consideration. I had to get back to that. Yeah. Dodgeball has to have some consideration for a sports movie.
I don't know.
Patches O'Houlihan would be really disappointed in you right now. That's all I got to say. The average Joe.
Am I really considering putting a movie into the sports movie category that has Steve the Pirate?
Yes.
It does include ESPN The Ocho.
Mm-hmm.
It's a farce. At the time, it's a farce.
At the time, now it's not.
Now it's not. It was
ESPN took advantage of the popularity of the reference of ESPN 8 The Ocho, where all the obscure things that are not on sports television go here.
Cornhole? All of that jazz. Listen, it was influential to a major sports network. That sounds like it's a sports movie to me.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
settle down.
We'll put it in the High School Musical category of sports themed.
No, settle down.
Sports themed.
It's
fair.
Sports themed. It's all about...
Dodgeball's a sport.
That's all about... Look, they get
it's
walkout.
It's about reviving a gym.
Yeah, but they're playing dodgeball. And their gym is working out. Working out, some people could consider it. I mean, it's a physical activity.
World's Strongest Man, that's a sport, right? And they all work out.
Is it a sport or is it an activity like an event?
No, talk about diving headfirst into a rabbit hole. Eddie Hall is going to call in next at this point, and we're going to see what happens. But
I don't know, man. I don't know if I could put Steve the Pirate in a sports movie category.
Ricky Bobby is.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
As much as I don't like it, NASCAR is a sport that is recognized throughout.
So is dodgeball, just not in high schools anymore because it's too much of
a gym class activity. It's a
not game. Anymore.
It is a game you play. It's a game. It's not
so
a sport.
Football.
No.
Football's a game. Oh, I got to put the game on. Basketball, hockey game, they're all games.
Candyland's a game. It's a board game. Is that a sport?
Competitive game.
You see the word that you put before game? A board game.
He's got a point.
What about esports?
No, we've already done this. We've already done this.
We're going to do it again, Joseph.
The food eating contest.
We're going to do it again. Yeah, exactly. Not a sport.
It is. Neither here nor there.
It is a test of physical ability.
Yes!
Don't
so it's a sport.
Do not be on his side, Joshua. It's not a sport. Eating food is not a sport.
We're going to get a documentary about Joey Chestnut, and then everyone's going to change their mind. It's going
to
be...
Dodgeball might be where I have to redraw the line. How's that?
All right. We'll get into it. I'm excited
again,
for
you
Zach
have
Jones
taken
to get
the
here.
Line, and you're like kicking it in the sand... And messing it all up. That's what you're trying to do today. You're succeeding in this mission.
Listen, the caller agreed with me. Dodgeball, okay?
He brought it up as a suggestion.
Suggested a sports movie, as far as I'm concerned. We'll get into it later. We'll get into it later.
We're going to keep getting into
yes, it. Yes, it'll be a recurring conversation until the end of the show.
Jim in South Buffalo, how you doing? Welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got?
How's it going, guys? How about Cool Running?
Ooh!
Cool Runnings is a good one.
Jim, that is a really good one, and I think that one's got to be a sports-based type movie, I would imagine, right? Because it's based on that story. I apologize. Keep going there, Jim.
What about Karate Kid?
Oh, see, that's a sports movie.
Jim, appreciate it. Thank you for the call. That's a different angle.
Karate Kid definitely is. It's karate version of Rocky with a child. That's what it is.
And martial arts.
Mixed
are
martial arts.
Seen as athletics.
Mm-hmm.
But is martial arts a sport?
Yes, because fencing is an Olympic sport, and that's fencing dialed up with body parts. And that's a really rough way to put it. But it is. Martial arts are definitely a sport. I would say. If you're going to call MMA and boxing a sport, karate is a test of you have to have discipline, physical discipline, and also reactionary speed, hand-eye coordination.
It's enough to think about.
Mm-hmm. Karate definitely is a sport, I would say.
It is enough to think about.
It's not a high-impact sport, don't get me wrong, but it's a sport. And the Karate Kid movies, and even, listen, I'll say, the Cobra Kai series are an absolute stretch. They're an absolute stretch. But the Karate Kid movies are all sports movies. 100%.
Josh, what do you think? Karate? Sport?
Yeah. That's a sport.
I like
it's
that,
close,
though.
It's
interesting.
Close enough to fighting. Like, it's not like your traditional fighting.
It could be, though.
But
if they dial it to 11. If they're not as disciplined in the ring like they have to be. If they're not following the rules.
Or if they're not children. Because the movie, it's kids. Like, if you're an adult.
Have you
karate?
Seen the Cobra Kai series? You see what they do?
No. Yeah.
They tear apart the school and paralyze kids.
Yeah.
With karate.
It's actually pretty, it's pretty intense.
Karate is a sport. So I would put Karate Kid as a sports movie. Yeah. For sure.
My smooth brain, meanwhile. Russell Crowe has been mentioned multiple times.
Mm.
And like we're talking about fighting as a sport. And now that South Park song, fighting round the world.
Russell Crowe.
That
Russell
made me think, though. Russell Crowe. Gladiator.
Oh!
OG sport.
Yes! In the Coliseum. That is something, Josh.
We need to dial up.
That's a sports
movie.
We
need to dial up Sal Capaccio in Italy right now.
Yeah, a live report from the Coliseum.
What time is it in Italy right now?
I don't
even
want
to. It's probably dinner time. We can't do that.
We can't bother him on vacation.
No.
The phone bill would be insane.
Yeah, it's 5:20
p.m.
We're
not paying it.
It's 5:20 p.m. in Italy.
I don't have to pay it. Let's go. Cook it up. Let's go.
It's 100%. I
like
would say,
that, though, Josh.
I'd say Gladiator is.
Okay.
I would agree. I like that a
Gladiator
lot.
Gladiator definitely before Dodgeball for me.
Dodgeball is a sports movie for me. Sorry. It is. And I'm not trying to be controversial. They're genuinely playing a sport the entire movie.
Being a jerk. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Jesse in South Buffalo, we're keeping it on the phones here. Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Oh, we're hanging around. What you got for us?
Got The Replacements, the old Keanu Reeves one. I couldn't for life remember it. The one Adam Sandler did a remake where the prisoners play against the prison guards.
Yep, Longest Yard.
Longest Yard.
Longest Yard, there we go. And then one more that, not a movie, but I don't know if you guys know the show Rocket Power.
Yeah. Oh!
I don't.
Jesse, you are in my neighborhood right here, man. Woogity, 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 woogity. Appreciate the call.
Derek, when he said that, when I answered that phone call,
God.
I had the same reaction you did. That show was amazing.
You literally are too young for this.
What is it about?
It's an old Nickelodeon show.
It was a Nickelodeon cartoon.
Oh.
And it's this group of kids, and they all do different, basically X Games sports.
Yes.
Like there's skateboarding, there's roller hockey.
Oh, cool.
There's
skateboarding, roller hockey, snowboarding.
Rollerblading.
Surfing,
yep.
All of it.
Yeah.
Like anything that you could think X Games.
I used to have a Rocket Power video game.
Oh, my God, yes.
That was probably peak.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
That show is
Otto,
really
Reggie, good. Squid, and Twister.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and look at
this. Raymundo.
I wonder if there's a way you can watch this.
There probably is. Paramount Plus or something like that has
Raymundo
to have it.
Tito?
Because they're the parent
company.
God.
You can watch it on Paramount.
Yeah. I only knew that
because there's older brother Lars.
Because Patrick Stewart threw one of the Rugrats. It's the only reason I ever knew that.
Oh, my God. That's a pull right there, though. I love that. Rocket Power in my neighborhood. Also, thanks for the call, because another one, I'm disappointed I did not get to The Replacements. At all until
Shane Falco,
this point.
Yeah, Shane Falco, an hour and 25 minutes in it took.
Yes.
is a phenomenal movie.
Oh my God, I love The Replacements. It's one of my favorite movies in general, not just sports movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Gene Hackman, rest
never
in peace.
Forget what never forget what Falco did in that Sugar Bowl, apparently.
No.
Like, I know it's an exposition thing, but what would the made-up stat line had to have been for Falco to have, decimated his draft stock in that godforsaken Sugar Bowl?
Yeah.
Like, right. What?
He goes into the pros and plays fine, again, with replacements, but.
No, I'm talking, the man fizzled out as a prospect.
Yeah, and lived on a boat.
Like, you had to go, 4 of 23 with, 7 interceptions.
big.
I think that's about right. And negative yardage or something like that.
Like
you were Nate Peterman, but worse.
Yes.
Like that's essentially what it had to be.
You had a Nate Peterman NFL performance, but in a college game.
Yep. So you couldn't hack it in the NFL.
Again, you have to also then burn the entire tape of collegiate work that you've done. So like
he nuked his career with one game. Like essentially.
Obviously that would mean that he would not have to have been a first round caliber prospect.
Right, but he was good enough to be on a team that was in the Sugar Bowl.
But if you're a pro prospect type and then you have like that kind of game apparently
and you completely eradicate yourself from the draft in general, the conversation
in general. I feel like now we need to ask the question of that, of like what did Shane Falco's stat line have to be to fizzle out as a prospect? That's going to be the question.
Where does he rank among football movie quarterbacks? I think two.
Who's one?
That's what I'm trying to think of right now, because I feel like he could be one.
You can't slot him in and then not know who's ahead of him.
Well, I want to say one, but I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. I'm thinking of different people. I can't remember the character from Longest Yard. The Adam Sandler Longest Yard.
Paul Crewe.
I feel like he could be number one, because he played in the NFL in the movie.
Crewe was in the show, yes. That is part of his background.
I feel like he should be number one, but I also think Shane Falco can be number one.
What about Flash Gordon? Quarterback for the New York Jets. What are we doing?
But he played for the Jets, though. Come on. What are we doing? He played for the Jets. He's got to be at least four or five.
The Washington Sentinels can lap the Jets.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to put Falco at one. I'm doing it.
It's the intangibles for you.
Shane Falco is number one in my book. Paul Crewe a close second.
Footsteps Falco?
Oh, yeah.
Number one?
That's my favorite football movie. The Replacements is a great movie.
Yeah.
Star-studded cast, too.
What about Willie Beeman? Any Given Sunday? Beeman. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name right. Beeman. Any Given Sunday. Have you seen Varsity Blues? We have not mentioned that.
Oh, that's Mox. Right.
Where does Mox rank? Yeah. Like, this could be a conversation now.
Moxon's just a high schooler. We don't know what he ends up as. Maybe he ends up like Footsteps Falco.
Reno Hightower in the best of times.
Like, now it's my headcanon, and I need to figure out the stat line that buries Shane Falco. In that Sugar Bowl. Like, I need to find out what it is. Like, you know what? College Football 26 is out. I need to replicate Shane Falco's Sugar Bowl and find out how bad it tanks my career.
If he didn't have three concussions in the Sugar Bowl, he would have been the GOAT. That's on a Reddit thread. I'm diving into this now.
Like, I feel like you need to throw it in the thread. Like, how bad could Falco's stat line have been?
I've got the best quarterback for you, and then we can get back to the phones. Best quarterback, Uncle Rico.
Stop. Falco laps
him. You're close to losing your mic privileges.
Falco laps him. Laps him.
Uncle Rico.
The only Uncle Rico I know is Kyle Orton, okay? 803-0550. We're loving the conversation that we're having. Jim, John, Sean, stay there. Hang through the break. We'll get to you on the other side on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.